Welcome to the AP Now podcast, the podcast that covers trends, insights, and emerging issues impacting every accounts payable function. Your host, Mary Schaefer, is the founder of AP Now, a B2B digital information and learning company focused on all issues related to AP. Stay tuned as Mary and her guests discuss the business intelligence you need to ensure a cost-effective, technologically efficient, fraud-resistant, regulatory-compliant accounts payable function. Without further ado, let's dive right in.
Welcome to the 19th episode of the AP Now podcast. I'm Mary Schaefer from AP Now, and I'm really pleased to have with me today Jamie Radford and Gareth Jones from the AP Association in the UK. And they're going to talk today about a subject a little bit different. They're going to talk about being an influencer. Today's show is brought to you by Stamply, a leader in AI-powered invoice automation. So welcome, Jamie and Gareth. It's great to have you. Technology is wonderful, isn't it?
Absolutely. It's Jamie Radford speaking. Lovely to be on the podcast with you, Mary. Really excited to get our message across to your audience.
Good.
Gareth Jones, happy to be on the call as well. So this would be a great way to reach out to both people across the pond, as they say.
So for the Americans listening, I'm going to give you a test at the end to see if you can differentiate between their voices. All righty. Of course, I'm not taking it myself. All right, guys. So I thought before we get started, you know, I've been greatly intrigued. I've been following you for a few years with the AP Association that you're building quite impressively, actually, over in the UK. So I thought maybe we could start off by each of you telling us just a little bit about yourself and what I call your great idea, because I do think it's a great idea, the association.
Perfect. Okay, so I'll start, Mary. It's Jamie. So Jamie Radford. I've been in finance right back when computers weren't even invented. So I've been in every role that you can imagine in a finance function, but the one that I enjoyed the most was absolutely accounts payable, or transactional finance, as we like to say. So I'm one of the original founders of the AP Association in the UK. We'll go into a bit more deep depth probably later in the podcast, but conceptually the AP Association started from an idea that in the UK and probably around the globe, it's a very unrecognised skill and role. We created a LinkedIn group, which is now one of the largest LinkedIn groups in the world. And it grew from a couple of hundred members to well in excess of 26,000 members, very organically, in the space of less than 2 years. So, you know, we're honoured to have such a big following now. The AP Association has been born. We've got a big following in the UK and across the globe. And it's just great that we have the following and also the audience to sort of reach out to. Over to you, Gareth.
So for myself, it's Gareth. Basically, when I finished my business and finance degree, I was working in a bank and I was the bank manager. Got made redundant, and that's how I know Jamie. So he said, "Why don't you come and work for us? You got bank information, etc. We need the payment side sorting out." And that's how I fell into finance, if you want to call it that. And then as we've gone along, we've created a consultancy group and worked in different various projects, all related to AP, procurement, or treasury stroke cash management. So I've got the full end-to-end process there. And then it was just linking in with Jamie as and when we met again. And Jamie had created, like he originally said, like a forum, and built that up to X people. And I said, well, one of the things I would like as an AP person is some kind of acknowledgement for what I know and skills, because there's nothing out there. In the UK, we have ACCA and CMA and AAT, but we don't have anything specific for accounts payable. So we had a chat about that, and then Jamie threw his weight behind that with my support, and we created the certification. And then that's evolved into other things, which we'll talk about as we go along, into like events and virtual worlds, and it's been a really exciting journey so far, and probably gone quicker than we thought, and there's lots of things happening. We're not just a static one idea. We're looking at new things, working with our members and what were the exhibitors and all these different suppliers. So we're not just about one dimension, we're looking at every aspect within AP and trying to listen to our membership, etc., all those people, and expand on what they say to us as well.
Okay, so you started with the online forum, which you're right, has a big following, and I know I'm part of that following, and you've expanded, you have certification. I know you ran an online conference this year. You're having a live one. I guess this is not your first one. Can you tell us a little bit about how you've grown the organization?
Yeah, so the idea, as Gareth mentioned, was to create a forum where on LinkedIn, so a professional forum that people could go on and communicate and sort of network. What we found was when we had this huge group, grew to 26,000 plus people, was that we surveyed those group and asked them what they wanted. And what came out was probably three things. Number one was a community, somewhere that they could feel wanted and sort of engaged. Number two was some recognition, so i.e. something, a reward. That's what we classify as our certification program. And then lastly really was getting together, you know, physical meetings or virtual meetings, and that's where we look at our events. So the three core elements of what we stand for is we are an association, but we stand, our members are at the heart of everything we do. So everything we do is built by the members for the members. So the certification programs Gareth mentioned, we've got five or six levels, but they're all built around what the role of an accounts payable or procure to pay person actually needs to perform their role rather than generic finance.
I think another thing to add to that with the certification, we started off like the general certification by having online, and they went online, did XYZ, and then had a test and then got their result at the end of it, hopefully passing, which to date I believe is 100% pass rate. So that's a really good accolade that our content is good enough for them to pass. So then there was a call for doing fast track. So this is where they came to a CAT classroom where we have a limited amount of people so that the quality is there. Mm-hmm. And again, that's evolved as well. So we've changed from doing a specific test at the end where we do the test. I don't know what the word to use is, without telling them they're doing the test, but we're continually monitoring them mm-hmm. as we're going through. And they're not just doing the contents of the course, they're giving live examples and I'm helping to stimulate that conversation as well. So it's not just a case of do the test and then go home and I've got a certification. They're adding value from the certification. So A, they can go back to work and say, I'm certified, but B, I've got some great ideas, chatting to some other managers, etc., and I'm going to try these ideas. And that's probably the strongest feedback that we had. It's not just a certification, but we're actually coming away with like tools and ideas to apply to our workplace, which is a great accolade to ourselves. And we enjoy seeing people then going on to do those things and then telling us.
That yes, yeah. I know I like the big conferences, but I like the small, I call them seminars, because it gives you a chance really to talk to people and find out what's going on. I want to dive into this influencer because I'm really intrigued by that. So perhaps we have to stop and take a short message from our sponsor. But when we come back, I really would like to talk about that a lot more because I think that's not only interesting, but important. Alrighty. AP professionals know invoices are easy to lose and it takes time to track down approvers while having to code, log, cross-reference, verify, reconcile, and cut checks, all while staying compliant. Stamply simplifies all of that. When invoices enter the system, Stamply's AI, called Billy the Bot, immediately gets to work by proposing GL codes, approvers, and flagging issues like PO mismatches and potential duplicates. AP simply confirms the information is correct and submits the invoice for approval. Now here's the best part. Stamply fixes the disconnected communications between approvers and vendors. With Stamply, conversations are centered around each invoice, and anyone can be invited to the conversation, getting to the approval decision up to 5 times faster. Visit Stamply.com/AP now. See for yourself how your team can work smarter, not harder. That's Stamply.com/AP now. So we were talking a little bit before we started about your top 50 influencers. Perhaps you could explain what that is and then explain the genesis of that idea? Because it's really intriguing.
Yeah, so thanks for that, Mary. The idea really came about was, as Gareth mentioned earlier, we have at the top of the tree in our certification program is the AP Managers certification. But we had a lot of our members and managers coming back after doing that, really excited, and just sort of saying, what's now? You know, what do we do now? What is it for our future? What can we do? And what now, ultimately? So this year, we're excited to announce, obviously, at our conference, we've got a couple of keynotes. And actually, Mary, you're one of our keynotes.
Yes.
which we're very excited about. But we also have a guy who's the number one influencer and business speaker in the UK to join you, Mary. You've heard of him, Brad Burton.
We've had some back and forth on Twitter. Thanks for letting me, you know, share the platform with him, because no comparison. Motivational speaker, accounts payable.
And what we came up with the idea was really that we wanted to give back to all those individuals that take it out of their time in an unpaid fashion to promote an industry which is very unrecognised. Mm-hmm. So the idea came about was working with Brad about what he's done in his world, working with people such as yourself, Mary, is all the people have been around for many a year promoting the whole concept of accounts payable, and they are unsung heroes. So, I mean, part of what you've said is what makes an AP industry expert or influencer. You are the mirror image, Mary, of what the influence is all about. And, you know, so without sort of blowing smoke at you ultimately, what it is somebody that goes out of their way to promote the industry in selfless ways, that ultimately has a voice, has the confidence and the voice to go on social media or within their organisation and speak in a positive, proactive manner about the industry that we all love.
Okay, that's quite interesting. So when I'm listening to you talk, it sounds like that you'll have a wide mix of different types of people who you would consider.
Absolutely. It's not necessarily anybody just in the AP field. It can be people that support the world of AP. It can be business leaders. It can be CFOs. It can be anybody across the globe. So yes, we're an organization that are based in the UK, but we've already have people that are nominating either themselves or their colleagues for nominations for the influencer list. So I think it was, 2 weeks ago that we announced the influencer, mm-hmm. the first time in the year. We've had nearly 200 nominations already. And also all of those, a majority I would say, are nominating others. So nominating the good work and the proactive work others are doing and having an impact in other people's organisations. Hmm. And we're just blown away. We really are. It's been a mega thing for us. We're so proud. And it's one of those things that we're going to do for many a year to come in the future.
So a few questions. Number one, then, can you nominate yourself?
Absolutely. You can nominate yourself. And again, because it's the first year, we assumed everybody would nominate themselves. So there are a bunch of people that have.
Okay.
The process to be nominated, there's an online website that you can go on and nominate.
Okay.
And there's a process judged to get on those top 50 or so.
Okay.
Just to elaborate on what Jamie said, answering the question, what makes someone an influencer? Mm-hmm. It doesn't have to be an outright AP manager. It can be somebody like we've got a recruitment, somebody from recruitment, mm-hmm. for example, because of their knowledge around AP and how they help, and they keep up to date with the local news and the developments. We've got developers, software engineers.
Okay.
So it doesn't have to be specifically an AP person, just that they're within the AP environment and they're leading by example and giving help to others.
Okay, so we've talked about your UK-based, but you're a global organization. So I assume then, but anytime I assume something, I always get myself in trouble. Can somebody nominate someone else or nominate themselves if they're not in the UK?
Yes, absolutely, Mary. So we're fortunate, obviously, as a global base. We've got nominees from the US, North America, Africa, Asia, Australia, most of Europe, and then UK and Ireland. So it is a global thing. Clearly, you know, we want to celebrate every individual that are making a difference in the world of accounts payable.
Okay, so you don't have to be in the UK. You can nominate yourself or someone else can nominate you. I'm guessing you probably have had a few situations where somebody was nominated more than once.
Absolutely, yes.
Okay.
And what happens there, Mary, is they're the people that we look at and think, you know, these people clearly are making a difference.
Right, because it's right. If their name comes up many times, that's a good situation. Okay. Well, that's great. You know, I thank you for sharing that. I want to make sure that anyone listening who might want to nominate themselves knows where to go. So the association has a website, www.ap-association.com. Go to the website, look for the link for the 50 industry influencers, enter your nomination, whoever it may be. I think it's an online form, Jamie.
That's right, yeah.
Okay, and that's great. And I know I just want to also at this point say a special thanks to Jamie and Gareth and the AP Association, not only for participating today, but on this side of the pond, we're having AP Week, AP Appreciation Week, usually the second week in October. In 2019, it'll start on October 6th, and they are also one of the sponsors. So thank you for doing that for us on this side of the pond, if you will. I'd like to thank everyone for listening to this podcast and Jamie and Gareth for joining us. I hope you'll come back, guys, at some time in the future to talk about some other interesting AP issues. You have a real insight on the market. If you like this podcast, please take a moment to rate this episode, review the episode, subscribe to the series, or even better, share it with your community on LinkedIn, Facebook, share it with your staff, or whatever. To be alerted to new episodes, please visit www.ap-now.com and sign up for a free twice-a-week e-zine. It also contains tips and news of upcoming AP Now events and article postings. Hope to see you on another podcast soon.